Bill O'Reilly here, Wednesday, January 20th, 2021. You are listening to the O'Reilly Update. Here's what's happening today in America. Inauguration Day, finally here. President Biden releases his plan to put millions of illegal immigrants on a path to citizenship. COVID deaths pass 400,000 in the USA. The mental health of Americans sinks to record lows. Gas prices on the rise. Also ahead, will the real Joe Biden please stand up? But first, Mr. Biden taking the oath of office at the U.S. Capitol, the ceremony marking the official end of the presidential race after months of lawsuits, Supreme Court hearings, demonstrations in all 50 states. Nearly 160 million Americans voted, the most in history. The new president releasing a proposal that would allow millions of undocumented workers to become citizens in 8 years. The plan encourages illegal immigrants to file paperwork and obtain a green card in 5 years. If they pass background checks and pay back taxes, they can then apply for full citizenship 3 years later. More than 400,000 Americans have now died from COVID. The first fatality was reported in Seattle on February 28th last year. Since that time, 24 million people have contracted the disease all across the country. Officials have already administered 15 million doses of the vaccine and hope to get another 30 million people inoculated by summer. New survey from Gallup says the state of the country's mental health, now at its lowest level in 20 years, less than 3/4 of adults say they are feeling positively or happy about their lives. That's down 10 points in 10 months. Of course, a pandemic to blame. National gas prices jumping about 20 cents in the last few weeks. Industry insiders say more people are hitting the roads and flying as the COVID vaccine makes its way to the public. Joe Biden could attack the fossil fuel industry, and that is part of the reason the gas prices are going up and might go higher. In a moment, who is the 46th president of the United States? Who is he? Right back with it.
Recession and inflation are here. Gas, housing, and everyday goods are up, way up. And you want to be ready for any situation. So what would you do if there's no food on the shelf? Arc Heirloom Seeds are here to help. Did you know 99% of seeds sold today can't reproduce? With heirloom seeds, you only have to plant once. Then you can grow year after year, giving you and your family stability and security because things are getting crazy out there. Our all-in-one seed kit provides everything you need to grow your own food. This premium seed kit has over 65 varieties, 50,000 seeds in stores for 15 years. You'll also get our exclusive seed guide to make growing a no-brainer. Arc Seed Kits is a family-owned and operated business and the most trusted name in the nation for over 15 years. Our mandate is to get heirloom seeds into every home in America. Go to arcseedkits.com today and get free shipping by entering promo code podcast. That's arkseedkits.com, promo code podcast. Get your seeds, get prepared, get growing. arcseedkits.com.
Time now for the O'Reilly Update message of the day, revealing Joe Biden, the 46th president. Who is he? Let's start at the beginning. Joseph R. Biden Jr. was born on November 20th, 1942. He was raised in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Then his family moved to Delaware. He attended the University of Delaware, then Syracuse University College of Law. On August 27, 1966, Mr. Biden married Nelia Hunter, also a student at Syracuse University. They had three children, Joseph Beau Biden III, Robert Hunter Biden, and Naomi Christina Amy Biden. Then tragedy struck. On December 18, 1972, Nelia and baby Naomi were out Christmas shopping. They were involved in an auto crash that killed them 1 week before Christmas. 5 years later, Joe Biden married his second wife, Jill Jacobs. That was in 1977. President Biden has now two surviving children, Hunter Biden, age 50, Ashley Biden, age 39. That daughter is from his marriage to Jill. Now, in his professional life, Joe Biden has been pretty much a politician, but he did hold a job as a public defender in 1969. Shortly after, he was elected to the New Castle County, Delaware Council. Then, in 1972, just 3 years later, he was elected to the Senate from Delaware. Then, as everyone knows, in 2008, he was elected Vice President of the United States. Joe Biden himself has undergone multiple brain surgeries. He had an aneurysm in 1988. And in 2015, his eldest son, Beau, died from brain cancer. So obviously, President Biden has had major tragedy in his life. On the issues, at first in the Senate, Joe Biden was fairly conservative, even as a Democrat. He supported the Hyde Amendment, which prohibited the federal government from demanding taxpayer money to fund abortions based upon religious objections. But today, Mr. Biden supports using tax dollars from Catholics, like he is, to fund abortions. A stunning turnaround. Also, Mr. Biden does not want any limits on abortion at all. In 1984, Joe Biden sponsored a very tough Comprehensive Crime Control Act, along with Senator Strom Thurmond, a very right-wing guy. Now, that act increased penalties for drug crimes, reinstated the death penalty, cracked down on organized crime, like inner-city gangs and the mafia. On foreign policy, Biden voted for the war in Iraq, but then against the troop surge, which turned the war around. He also opposed Barack Obama's top-secret raid that killed Osama bin Laden. So there you have it, Joe Biden. Right back.
Who is there for the families left behind when a service member or first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who is helping our nation's homeless veterans? And who is helping our nation keep its vow to never forget 9/11? I'll tell you who. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation. The foundation's In the Line of Duty programs honor our nation's heroes and their families. That includes its Gold Star, Fallen First Responder, Smart Home, and Homeless Veteran programs. The foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrance across America. Over 80 runs, walks, and climbs a year, dozens of golf outings and barbecues, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute is helping to educate kids in kindergarten through 12th grade about our nation's darkest day, 9/11. More than 95 cents of every dollar you donate to Tunnel to Towers goes to its programs. This charity keeps its word and honors our nation's greatest heroes. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2, t.org.
Now, the O'Reilly Update brings you something you might not know. Inauguration Day is a unique American tradition followed worldwide that dates back to General George Washington in 1789. George was elected president. He ran unopposed. Here are a few fun facts about America's transition of power. First, President Washington had to borrow money just to attend his own swearing-in ceremony. Despite owning a lot of land, George didn't have a ton of cash after the Revolutionary War, so he had to scrounge money from friends and family to make his way to New York City for the inauguration. That carriage ride from Virginia must have been chilly. Next, Andrew Johnson was a little tipsy when sworn in as vice president under Abraham Lincoln. In 1865, Johnson was stricken with typhoid. He drank copious amounts of whiskey to cope with the aches and pains. Johnson slurred his way through the oath and was finally ushered off the platform before the event was over, said Lincoln, quote, "He made a slip the other day, but you need not be scared. Andy ain't a drunkard," unquote. A few years later, the inauguration of Ulysses Grant would cause the death of hundreds of birds. Frigid temperatures in Washington kept many spectators away. At the end of the ceremony, organizers went to release nearly 1,000 caged canaries to celebrate the inauguration. But they were dead. They had frozen to death. Fast forward to the 1980s, Ronald Reagan and the jelly bean. Mr. Reagan had developed an affinity for the candy while quitting smoking when he was governor of California. He ate dozens of jelly beans every day. The company created the blueberry jelly bean in his honor, manufacturing 3 tons of red, white, and blueberry beans for Reagan's first inauguration. Dentists were standing by. Finally, Bill Clinton's second term in 1997, that oath will go down in history as one of the first major events live streamed on the net. Back after this. Did you know every day is a perfect day for peace of mind? With American Home Shield Warranty, you are covered for unexpected breakdowns like leaky faucets or faulty water heaters. Choose a plan that fits your budget and rest easy knowing repairs and replacements are taken care of. Simply contact American Home Shield when an issue arises, and their trusted pros will handle it according to your coverage. Don't let worries about appliances and home systems weigh you down. Celebrate the reassurance of protection. Don't worry, be warranty. For 20% off plans, visit ahs.com/bill. For more details, see ahs.com/contracts for coverage details, including limit amounts, fees, limitations, and exclusions. New Jersey residents, the product is being offered is a service contract and is separate and distinct from any product or service warranty, which may be provided by the home builder or manufacturer. Thank you for listening to the O'Reilly Update. I am Bill O'Reilly. No spin, just facts, and always looking out for you.